go. Another podcast from the ever-loving Angry Tom. How y'all doing? Today is Sunday, December the 28th. Now, the only reason you're lucky enough to hear me today is because they drew the wrong Mega Millions numbers again. And whoever that person is in California that became a billionaire, I would love to be your new best friend. That's the golden bell for those who may just be tuning in for the first time. Rush Limbaugh had a golden mic. Tomcat's got a golden bell. All right. So today, I was in church. And yes, I go to church. It's called Briarwood Church in just outside Ann Arbor. A lot of people in the Detroit area, you see it when you're driving down M14, right by Curtis Road. From the highway, it looks just like a little small country church. But I'm telling you, there's some of the most loving, God-fearing people I've ever had the pleasure of being with inside that church building. We worship God and we love God and we want all men and women to be born again. So if you don't know Christ as your personal Savior, seek Him. You just need to pray before you read the Bible, ask God for wisdom, and if you're unsaved, He'll eventually show you the way. So today in church, I thought it was pretty interesting. We're singing a song about faith, and had me almost in tears. The words were so good, and at the end of the service, Pastor Todd says, you know, there's a story behind that song we just sang. He didn't name the girl at the time I came home and went on the internet and found her, but he said the author of that song was riddled in pain in her spine to where she couldn't even get out of bed. And she had back surgery where they put in rods and pins and needles and everything, and nothing worked. It didn't help her. She was, I think she said she was even in worse pain than before. But somewhere along the line, I think if you look her up online, I believe she says that the Holy Spirit told her to have the doctors remove the pins and rods and everything else they put in and let Him do the healing. And that girl is healed today. Her name is Katie Nicole. So Katie, if you're out there, thank you for that wonderful testimony. Thank you for being such a great songwriter. I really enjoyed your song today, and it was just beautiful. Now, before I go on, let me promote my podcast a little bit. I've said it many times, but I want to retire from the job that I currently have, and I'd love to get on the radio full time, and this is how you can help me. If you wish to support this podcast, you can send money to Thomas Catterall, C-A-T-T-E-R-A-L-L, P.O. Box 123, Belleville, Michigan, 48111. Thank you. So that's my shameless plug for today. Might do another one at the end. But I do believe that, you know, that God has a calling for me. I've said it before, but it was funny. When I was in my teens, my older sister said, you should be on the radio. And looking back, maybe that was the career choice I should have taken, but I always wanted to be in law enforcement. And I thank God for the training I have, because I can now see the BS that the Democrat Party tries to shove down our throats. Today was a good one. This is what set me off today. And yes, I got angry about it. So this clown, his name is William Webster, all right? Still kicking. He's around 100 years old. Served on the Reagan administration. He's the only man to ever run the CIA and the FBI. So that's a good resume, you'd think. But what the article today from the Communist Democratic media was, is how this renowned fellow doesn't like Trump's picks for the CIA or the FBI. So my first thought was, all right, you're supposedly credible, eh? I don't remember you one time speaking up during the criminal Biden regime about how Merrick Garland was out of control and running the Department of Justice horrendously. How the FBI going after Trump was wrong. How the leaders in the FBI letting Hillary Clinton go was wrong. This clown didn't speak up at all. You know what this clown did, this Webster clown? He spoke up against Trump during the Biden regime for saying that the FBI is full of criminals. Now, everybody who knows how bad the FBI is, we're talking about upper leadership. The upper leadership of the FBI is corrupt as hell. That's why the current director already put in his resignation, because he knows Trump was going to fire him. He's a POS, all right? Needs to be fired. But he didn't do anything. He lets the FBI run rampant. It's a criminal enterprise. Anyway. So, Mr. Webster, and I just love how, you know, the Democrats love to take, especially someone from Reagan's cabinet, you know, because he's the epitome of conservatism, and have this clown speak up against the Trump administration. So to him, I say, you're a piece of crap. You should keep your pie hole shut and just go disappear. Just really, it just got me so mad. Oh, by the way, I should have said this while I was talking about church today, but I heard a cute little church joke. Are you ready? What type of car would Jesus drive? A Chrysler. Oh, wait, I have to have laughter. Where's my audience laughter? Here they are. Okay, it wasn't that funny, but it was still pretty good. Okay, another teaser. Those who know me know I've been into computers before computers were cool. And because of that, my older brother, many years ago, by the way, my older brother Joe, who I love and miss dearly, succumbed to Agent Orange. Anyway, Joe was heavy into the lottery, and he said, oh, Tom, you're the computer expert. Help me win the lottery. And I told him, can't be done, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, he begged me to look into it, and 30 years later, I'm still playing the three-digit lottery. Now, some of you go, oh, you're a Christian, and you're playing the lottery. Yep, I am, and I love winning at it. So, those of you who know me and know that I have a pretty good, background in computer science and producing lottery newsletters and stuff, I think you should today play 629 and 329. Now, I'm recording this, I don't know what time it is. It's in the afternoon. They've already drawn the midday numbers. So, if you can get out and play the evening numbers for today, great. So, I guess I don't have all that much to say. It's just that William Webster thing set me off. And I do try to do a podcast at least almost weekly. So, I wrap it up again with just telling people that Jesus is the reason for this season. He's the only way to get to heaven. There's so many false religions out there. I just pray for all of your souls, and if you're not born again, seek him. He willingly looks forward. And by the way, those, and yes, I've heard from people who love the lovely Mrs. Catterall and wonder if she's going to do another podcast. She's currently visiting family that's in town from Texas. Now, she would have been on today's podcast. And yes, I'll try to get her on the next one. We do plan on recording with a guest. I'm keeping that secret because many of this guest's family are Facebook friends and lifelong friends. So I can't wait to get this woman online. You're going to love her. It's going to be a great show. So tune in, stay tuned, and keep loving life. Anyway, you guys have a great day. I hope you have a wonderful new year. See you in 2025.